not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
We are on Facebook Live, and it's definitely time for Fit and Fabulous. He makes us feel fabulous every time, honey.
Every time. I'm always excited when Hans is in here. I learn so much every time.
Yes, it is time to get your body into shape and feeling good with none other than the best of the best when it comes to getting online, getting on social media, talking to people, and training them in-house. It's Hans. Hi, Hans. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys?
Oh, we are good.
Have a good morning?
Yeah. Happy holidays, by the way.
You too.
Yeah.
So listen, man, last time that you were here, we were talking about something fabulous that you came up with, NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month, and your novel's a daily chapter about health and fitness. I think it's really sweet. How is that going for you?
That was back in November, and that was kind of a weird take on fitness, but as a trainer, my job is to educate, and so I took on a huge challenge. And it was tough. You know, it went very well. It was challenging for me, but it didn't go so well in that it was hard to do that every day. In fact, I wasn't even able to do it. I got about halfway through, and then life happened. And then I'm like, oh, let me try to write a little bit more. And so I wrote a bunch of stuff and edited it and just never got it out. You know, and it just reminded me how hard it is to show up every day, you know, and that's a lot of my training philosophy is to help people take their next step, you know, and a lot of people probably see me as the guy that can just do it. And it's like, nope, not always. I've got my things that I don't do well at either. So it was just a nice reminder that of the important things of fitness, writing daily, writing daily of my fitness things. But then it just reminded me that I've got my things. You guys have yours. It helps me be a better trainer to understand what other people are going through. So it was a good challenge.
Yeah.
I'm still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check it out.
I like that, you know, that keeps it real too. You being a trainer, you're like, listen, girls, there's some things that I don't like to do, but I have to push myself to do it.
Plenty. And if I'm going to ask you guys to do it, it's very fair that I put myself in uncomfortable situations you know, have my challenges too. So it's going well. Yeah. It was a fun streak. And that's kind of what we're talking about this weekend, or, you know, this week is different kind of streaks.
Yeah, it's very refreshing to hear, especially someone like you. Because I do. I always am like, Hans can do anything. Like, I just look at you like, oh, look at him. He can do this. So when you put me to a challenge, sometimes I want to make you proud. So.
Yeah.
But how do you feel like the streaks help people with their fitness?
So, you know, my streak was meant to just, you know, challenge myself to give, you know, one day, one type of fitness, you know, something people could learn every day. For some people, that really resonates with them. They're like, I just need something that I can bite off every day and move on to the next. And so streaks are just kind of a fun way to build momentum and to have like this mini story that you're telling yourself. Not everybody is like me that likes to do a triathlon or do a run, you know, you do your runs. That doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
Some people are like, I just want to run 1 mile every day. And that just kind of does it for them. They're like, I've been doing this for, you know, 85 days. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's no way I could do that. So streaks kind of create this little mini narrative, this mini story of, okay, this is something I can wrap my head around.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for this. It may make sense. It may not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fun thing about NaNoWriMo was it was getting me out of my comfort zone.
Yep.
And for the, you know, for 12 days of fitness like we're going to talk about, that might resonate with some people.
Yeah.
I like to be resonated.
Yeah. Let's resonate. I love it.
Let's resonate.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
Resonate. All right. So you had a streak in November. What are we looking at? Do we have one in December?
I do. Okay. So it's December. And a lot of us here in the States celebrate Christmas on December 25th.
Yeah.
So there's this little song called The 12 Days of Christmas. Many of us know it. And, you know, if you take the 12 days of Christmas, that usually people ended on the 25th, but actually the 12 days of Christmas, if you don't know, the 12 days of Christmas actually starts on December 25th. Did you know that?
No.
Oh.
So it starts on December 25th and it goes into January. That's typically how it goes.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that. And so they say, no, the 12 days is before. So if you take 25th of December, Christmas, minus 12, what do you come up with?
Uh-oh. Today.
Well, are you asking or do you really know, Tracy?
13. I don't really know.
Come on, let's do some math here, girl. 25 minus 12.
13.
Thank you. What's today?
The 13th.
Hey. Perfect. It is December 13th. I put Tracy totally on the spot.
Did I get a star?
She's like, don't tell me math. You didn't tell me there was going to be math today.
Yeah.
Today is the first day of the 12 days of, not Christmas, the 12 days of fitness.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what it is. Mm-hmm. So every day, you guys know the song? Do you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
Do it. Oh my gosh, please sing.
Now it's a little different. Here we go.
Okay.
On the 12 days of fitness my trainer gave to me. And then we'll go into the exercises.
Oh, okay.
That's all I got. All right?
That's good.
So
day one.
Here's what day one is. Day one. 1 minute of jumping jacks.
Oh, I like jumping
easy,
jacks.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. You like jumping jacks?
I do like jumping jacks.
Good, because you're going to do them for the next 12 days.
Okay, every day.
So this is day one. Tracy, okay. You know what day two is?
What?
On the second day of fitness, my trainer gave to me 2 side shuffles and 1 minute of jumping jacks.
Okay.
So you know how it builds on it?
Yeah,
if you guys
yeah.
know the song, it builds. So on the third day, you'll do exercise 3.
Okay.
And exercise 2. And exercise 1. Yeah. They're reaching for their pencils to write this down. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry, ladies. It's all on my website.
Okay, good.
So if you know the song, it's going to get a little annoying, and I apologize for that, kind of. But, you know, so every day it's going to build on itself. You'll do day 4, but also do day 3, 2, and 1. And by the end of the last 25th day of this of the month, 12th day of fitness, not 12 days of Christmas, you will have, you know, a nice solid workout. It'll end up being about 20 to 30 minutes. It's really not that hard.
Yeah.
It's just meant to get people going. It's just a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
By the way, not many people are going to want exercise on the 25th, so try to get one extra day in there so you can actually end on the 24th.
Okay.
Right. That's a great.
Oh, I like it. That's adorable.
So if somebody wants to start the 12 days of fitness, where do they go?
All right. So you can either make up your own or I've already done it for you. Mm-hmm. Go to hansschiefelbein.com/12daysfitness.
Love
12
it.
Days fitness.
Yeah.
And it's on there.
And we'll put that up because, you know, Hans has a long name.
Yes.
So we want to make sure.
Hard to find over the air. You can always find us on shows.
We'll let it on
social.
There.
That's right. I got to work on the branding side of that.
No,
don't
you're, I? No. I just want people to know that are like, right, we'll get you that info. So yes. Nowhere. Don't you worry.
That's right.
All right. So do you have one plan for January? Because I know you get things
so this,
ready.
Like I said, this is kind of a season for me. I enjoy this kind of stuff because for a lot of us, it's kind of the off season. You know, we do a lot of our events and stuff in the summer. So that, you know, The winter can be a little bit different. So that was December. That was November. This is December. January, you can look ahead. I did this last year, if you remember. It was called the best month ever.
Yeah.
So all I'll say about it is that it is already done. It's going to be very similar to what I did last year at this time.
Uh-huh.
And what it is just an email program where you sign up. Whatever day you start, it's just an automated email that comes from me. It's a lot different than the 12 days of fitness, but it's just going to be one workout per day. Now I work in some rest workouts too because I'm not expecting you to work out for 30 days in a row.
Right.
But that's more of a regimented, typical personal training program where I'd say, okay, if I'm going to take either of you as like a one-on-one client, this is what I would do with you in person.
Okay.
But I just want to make it available on, you know, via email. So
very
yes,
cool.
There will
okay.
be some,
so you
there
can
will
get a text from you that'll
it'll
be like
an email.
This is,
it's an email program. You sign up, you say, hey, this is Krista, put me in this email, and it'll immediately kick you to an introduction.
Uh-huh.
The next day will be day one, and then it's automated. Every day you'll get one email with something to do, and it'll all really build on itself in a nice way. Not like the 12 days of fitness, but you know, more cardio, more strength. Again, the whole goal is that you would have your best month ever in January, whenever you start.
See, that's why it's so good to have a personal trainer.
I know, girl.
Because they mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to just get caught in like one workout that you're doing or whatever, you know?
100%.
Well, here's a question with that. Is there a cost to that? Or are you offering that up for free?
Nope, that's for free.
Look
that's
at that.
See?
Free is good. Free is good. It does help to have a trainer, for sure. I mean, if you need to customize, you know, it's hard for me sometimes to put these together because I'm talking with so many people.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, if they have an injury, if they have limitations, it's hard for me. So it's a little bit vanilla in that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I gave it to you, each of you, you would do it and you'd do very well. And so if you need additional coaching, I'm certainly available for that. But no, this is totally free.
Isn't that
just to
nice?
Get you started.
No, that's great.
That.
Yeah. To get a little challenging. Hey, so one last thing. So nutrition over the holidays, it's really tough.
Yep.
So what approach, like, for nutritional goals? Because, you know, we're being invited to holiday parties, family gatherings. Like, what are some nutritional goals you think for us during this time?
You're right, Tracy. It's a hard time of the year. You know, holiday parties, family get-togethers, you know, they're going to serve what they're going to serve. There's not much you can do. And so what I try to do is, one, give yourself a little bit of grace and forgiveness. Like, of the dozens of clients I worked with last year, none of them said, Hans, I'm just not doing well. Why not? Well, my holidays were just so bad. I ate so terribly. Like, nobody says that, right? We all are going to get over this. So for one, give yourself a little grace and forgiveness. You're going to be fine.
Right.
But two, you can hack this. You can be a little more proactive. You can go to the grocery store, pick up a couple healthy of your favorite healthy items and say, as I'm doing these holiday parties, I'm going to kind of start off with some healthy snack at the house just so that I can put some good stuff into my body, but also fill yourself up a little bit. So maybe instead of having the full, you know, a totally empty stomach when you go to these things, you're a little bit more taken care of, you know, so you just give yourself a little bit of proactivity to jumpstart the holiday parties. Have fun. I'm not saying take anything away.
Right.
I'm saying add a couple healthy options first. You're gonna feel better. And you're probably gonna eat less of the stuff that you probably would rather not eat. Mm-hmm. But even if you do eat all that stuff, give yourself a little bit of grace.
You're saying the eight peanut butter balls that I made last night and put in my mouth is probably not the best idea.
Seven would have been better, but I
love it.
If that means peanut butter and chocolate, I am all in. I'm just wondering why there's not two for me right now.
I'm wondering why it's not in the studio either.
It was a small batch. Like, believe me, my daughter, like,
I'm wondering the same thing.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Tracy, hold her to
this.
I will.
All right. There you have it. Again, staying healthy over the holidays with, of course, our trainer, Hans. We love you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Happy training, ladies.
Thank you. Oh, we appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the new year.
Can't wait.
Okay, there you have it. Chris in the Morning Rush right here with Fit and Fabulous. 931.